One by one, they kick, punch, scream, and defeat their aggressors. State RAD Director Lieutenant Laura Davis says a self-defense program is more than just about fighting.
So it's all about empowerment and making sure that the person who finds themselves being attacked has the resources available to get out of that situation.
Since the program began in 2001, at least 3,000 men, women, and children have participated, including UT alum and PCL librarian Carolyn Cunningham.
With the kind of ongoing national discussion about rape culture and sexual assault on campus, this is a perfect time to look into something like this if you are interested, because one huge part you get out of it is not just the moves, but the confidence to go out in the world and do the things you want to do.
Results from the 2015 Campus Climate Survey show that about 1 in 5 female undergrads have been sexually assaulted since entering college. Cunningham says she sees the class as a resource to respond to these situations.
I'm very lucky that I never had been kind of tested this way before, but now at least I have a toolkit to pick from.
For RAD volunteer and UTPD officer Mike Wusterhausen, that fighting toolkit is a lot closer than one might think.
We don't teach you how to use a weapon. We teach you how to use your hands, your feet, your legs, your body, things you carry with you at all times. You always have those tools with you wherever you are.
The free self-defense course is held twice a semester and is open to UT students, staff, and anyone within the UT community. For Dispatch 40, I'm Maribel Santiago.